بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the class on the three fundamental principles, and we are still talking about the messengers, الرسل, the belief and the messengers. And we were talking, in fact, about the duties of the messengers. And this is the fourth one. We'll begin by talking tonight about the fourth one, and that is soul correction and purification. Soul correction and purification. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free of all imperfection, the Most High, is all merciful. And by His mercy, He revives and enlightens the souls of His slaves. He revives and enlightens the souls of His slaves. This enlightenment is the revealed light, meaning the Quran. Allah's revelation leads man from the deepest of darkness, the darkness of shirk and ignorance, to the light of Tawheed and Islam. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2 verse 257, الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. Allah is the wali, the protector or guardian of those who believe. He brings them out from darkness into light. He brings them out of darkness, from darkness into light. The messengers were the ones who were sent with guidance from Allah to lead mankind from darkness to light. As stated in Surah Ibrahim, chapter 5, chapter 14. As stated in Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 5. قال الله تعالى وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And indeed, we sent Musa with our ayat, with our signs, proofs and evidences, saying, bring out your people from darkness into light. The light is the Quran and Islam. It brings life to the hearts. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-An'am in chapter 6 verse 122, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. Is he who was dead without faith by ignorance and disbelief, and we gave him life by knowledge and faith, and set for him a light of belief whereby he can walk amongst men like him who is in darkness of disbelief, polytheism and hypocrisy, from which he can never come out? Thus it is made fair seeming to the disbelievers that which they used to do without this light. Without this light, the hearts are blind and even dead. Without this light, the hearts are blind and even dead. Contemplate the following supplication of our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which is part of a lengthy supplication that was reported by Ahmad, by Ibn Hibban, Al-Hakim and others, and Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah authenticated it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أسألك بكل اسم هو لك, until he said, أن تجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي ونور صدري. I ask you, Allah, by every name that is yours. Till he said, make the noble Quran the spring, quote, end of quote, meaning the nourisher of my heart, and the light of my chest, and the light of my chest, and the light of my chest. The spring, quote, end of quote, is the rain that brings life to the earth. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set it as a similitude to the Quran, since it, the Quran, brings life to the hearts. Similarly, Allah resembled it to the rain. Here, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam combined the rain, quote, the spring, which brings life, and the light, which brings enlightenment and brightness. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invoked Allah to nourish his heart with, quote, the spring of the Quran, and to enlighten with it his chest, combining for it both life and light. Life and light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, says in Surah Al-An'am, earlier we mentioned, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. Is he who was dead and set for him, and we gave him life and set for him a light, whereby he can walk among men, like him who is in the darkness from which he can never come out, the darkness of disbelief on shirk and hypocrisy. And since the chest is wider than the heart, then the light that goes to it will dissipate to the heart. On the other hand, since the body and its parts live by the life of the heart, whereby it originates from it to the chest, then to the body parts, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked in his invocation for the Quran, the spring, the rainwater, which is the substance of its life. And these words were based upon Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyya's explanation of this great supplication of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in his book, his famous book known as Al-Fawa'id. When the hearts are enlightened by such nourishment, when the hearts are not enlightened, when the hearts are not enlightened by such nourishment, they become blind. They become blind. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hajj in 22:46, فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. Verily it is not the eyes that go blind, but it is the hearts which are in the breasts that go blind. The blindness of the heart represents its astray path. It turns away what is useful and goes after what is harmful. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Furqan in 25:55, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَا يَضُرُّهُمْ. Yet they worship besides Allah that which can neither profit them nor harm them. The task of the messengers cannot be achieved unless they teach men to know their Rabb, his names and attributes, making their nations knowledgeable about Allah's angels, his books, his messengers, and the right way to worship him, the Most High. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, in chapter 62, verse 2, هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. He, it is who sent among the unlettered ones a messenger from among themselves, reciting to them his verses, purifying them from disbelief and polytheism, and teaching them the book, this Quran. So therefore now, this is one of the tasks of the messengers. Soul correction and purification. The fifth task, correcting deviant ideas, false beliefs, and immorality. Man is born with an innate nature known as the fitrah of submission to his creator, Allah alone. Mankind were one nation on the fitrah. When people started setting up rivals with Allah, He sent messengers to remind people about their fitrah and to call them to return to Him. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2:2-3, كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين. كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين. Mankind were one community, and Allah sent prophets with glad tidings and warnings. Every messenger called his own nation to the straight path of Islam. And this is common among all the messengers. Also, each one of them called for the correction of any deviation within his own nation. Nuh alayhi salam, Nuh, refused to acknowledge and accept the worship of idols by his people. And so did Ibrahim. Hud stood firm against his nation's arrogance and injustice. Saleh battled corruption and malpractice. And Lut fought against the filth of homosexuality which took over his people. Shu'aib resisted his people's cheating with their scales and measures, and so on. All these crimes were deviations from the straight path, and the messengers clarified the truth and fought against any dissent and disobedience. None of the messengers neglected Tawheed in all of this. Rather, these matters are matters which are necessitated to be corrected by virtue of Tawheed. The sixth task, establishing the evidence. Allah, most majestic and exalted is He, sent the messengers and His books so that there can be no excuse for mankind on the day of recompense. قال الله تعالى in سورة النساء chapter 4 verse 165 رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لألا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل. Messengers as bearers of good news as well as of warning, in order that mankind should have no plea against Allah after the messengers. And Allah is ever all powerful, all wise. And if Allah the Exalted did not send the messengers, then on the day of recompense, mankind would come disputing with Allah, the Most Magnificent. Qala Allah Ta'ala in this respect in Surah Taha 20, 134. ولو أن أهلكناهم بعذاب من قبله لقالوا ربنا لولا أرسلت إلينا رسولا فنتبع آياتك من قبل أن نذل ونخزى. And if we had destroyed them with a torment before this, meaning Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Quran, they would surely have said, our Rabb, ربنا. If only you had sent us a messenger, we should certainly have followed your ayat, your signs, your proofs, your verses, your lessons, your revelations, before we were humiliated and disgraced. On the day of recompense, each messenger will be a witness for or against his nation, testifying that he had indeed delivered the message and established the evidence. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, 41 and 42. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَعَصَوا الرَّسُولَ لَوْ تُسَوَّى بِهِمُ الْأَرْضُ وَلَا يَكْتُمُونَ اللَّهَ حَدِيثًا. فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا يومئذ يود الذين كفروا وعصوا الرسول لو تسوى بهم الأرض ولا يكتمون الله حديثا. How will it be then when we bring from each nation a witness and we bring you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, as a witness against them, against these people? On that day, those who disbelieved and disobeyed the messenger will wish that they were buried in the earth, but they will never be able to hide a single fact from Allah. In another part of the Quran, Allah the Most High says in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 89, وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَى هُؤْلَاءِ وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ. And remember the day when we shall raise up from every nation a witness against them from amongst themselves. And we shall bring you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, as a witness against these. Those who reject the messengers and turn away from their guidance cannot but confess to the truth once the punishment is inflicted upon them. Allah, the one free of all imperfection, the Most High, says in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:11-15, وَكَمْ قَصَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ كَانَتْ ظَالِمَةً وَأَنْشَأْنَا بَعْدَهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّوا بَأْسَنَا إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَرْكُضُونَ لا تركضوا وارجعوا إلى ما أترفتم فيه ومساكنكم لعلكم تسألون قالوا يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين فما زالت تلك دعواهم حتى جعلناهم حصيدا خامدين. How many a town or a community that were wrongdoers have we destroyed and raised up after them another people? Then when they perceived sallallahu alaihi wasallam our torment coming, behold, they tried to flee from it. Flee not, but return to that wherein you lived in a luxurious life, and to your homes, in order that you may be questioned. They cried, woe to us, certainly we have been zalimeen, polytheists, wrongdoers, and disbelievers in Allah. And that cry of theirs ceased not till we made them as a field that is reaped, extinct, dead, on the day of resurrection, when they are shown their horrible end, and before they are thrown into hell, they will be asked about their sins. and they will bear witness against themselves. As in Surah Al-Mulk 67:8-11, تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. It almost bursts up with fury every time a group is cast therein. Its keeper will ask, did no warner come to you? They will say, yes indeed, a warner did come to us, but we belied him and said, Allah never sent down anything of revelation. You warners are only in great error. And they will say, had we but listened or used our intelligence, we would not have been among the dwellers of the blazing fire. And when they are in the hellfire, surrounded by punishment, they will scream agonizingly. And the keepers, the angels of hellfire, will tell them, as in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40:50. قالوا أولم تكو تأتيكم رسلكم بالبينات قالوا بلى قالوا فادعوا وما دعاء الكافرين إلا في ضلال. They will say, did there not come to you your messengers with clear evidences and signs? They will say, yes. They will reply, then call as you like, and the invocation of the disbelievers is nothing but an error. So this is the sixth task, which is the establishment of the evidence, or establishing the evidence. The seventh task of the messengers, the legislative policy of the nation, السياسة الشرعية للأمة, the legislative policy of the nation. Those who accept the message and the messengers form an ummah, community, a nation, need to be governed. They need to be governed and their affairs disposed. The messengers perform such a duty, ruling and judging by the law of Allah. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5:48, فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ. So judge between them by what Allah has revealed. Allah the Exalted called upon Prophet David, upon Prophet Dawood عليه السلام, saying in Surah Sad, chapter 38:26, يا داود إنا جعلناك خليفة في الأرض فاحكم بين الناس بالحق ولا تتبع الهوى. O Dawood, verily we have placed you as a successor on earth, so judge you between men in truth and justice and follow not your desire. The prophets of Bani Israel, the Israelites, were governors of their nation, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim and others, كانت بنو إسرائيل تسوسهم الأنبياء كلما هلك نبي قام نبي. كانت بنو إسرائيل تسوسهم الأنبياء كلما هلك نبي قام نبي. The Israelites were ruled by their prophets. Bani Israel were ruled by their prophets. Whenever one of their prophets died, another one arose to govern. Another one arose to govern. And this is collected in Al-Bukhari and Muslim and others. The prophets of Bani Israel were Muslims who surrendered to Allah's will and obeyed His commands. And this is the essence of Islam. Allah the Most High confirms that the Torah, in its original, unaltered text, revealed to Musa alayhi salam, was a source of governorship and guidance. قال الله تعالى إن سورة المائدة إن 544 إنا أنزلنا التوراة فيها هدى ونور يحكم بها النبيون الذين أسلموا للذين هادوا إنا أنزلنا التوراة فيها هدى ونور يحكم بها النبيون الذين أسلموا للذين هادوا. Verily, we did send down the Torah to Musa alayhi salam. Therein was guidance and light by which the prophets who surrendered to Allah's will guided the Jews or judged the Jews. In all matters of judgment, the messengers were obedient to Allah. الله تعالى في سورة النساء chapter 4 verse 80 من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. He who obeys the messenger محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم has indeed obeyed Allah. The slave of Allah will not attain the pleasure of Allah without the obedience to his messenger. قال الله تعالى في سورة آل عمران chapter 3 verse 31 قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, to mankind, if you really love Allah, then follow me, accept Tawheed. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. Accept Tawheed and follow the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. And Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. And that's why when they are called to Allah, the Muslims should always say, we hear and we obey. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nur, in chapter 24, verse 51, إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون. The only saying of the faithful believers when they are called to Allah, His words, the Quran, and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to judge between them, is that they say, we hear and we obey, and such are the successful who will live forever in paradise. Now, another heading for this matter of a particular importance, and that is knowing of the messengers and their nations. We need to know that there was no nation left without a messenger sent by Allah. The Most High, with a special prescribed law for His people, or a prophet sent to revive prescribed laws given previously. I will repeat. There was no nation left without a messenger sent by Allah, the Most High, with a special prescribed law for His people, or a prophet sent to revive prescribed laws given previously. Allah the Most High says in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 36, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. And verily, we have sent among every ummah, a messenger, among every ummah, a nation and community, a messenger proclaiming worship Allah and avoid taghut. Taghut, anything, worship besides or to the exclusion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And avoid or keep away from all taghut, all false deities. And he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also stated in Surah Fatir, in chapter 35, verse 24, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرًا. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرًا. Verily we have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the truth, a bearer of glad tidings and a warner. And there never was a nation but a warner had passed among them. And there never was a nation but a warner had passed among them. Some of the messengers whose names we know of by textual proofs from the Quran and or the authentic Sunnah are as follows. First, Adam alayhi salam. His nation, first nation from his offspring, first nation from his offspring. Location, no authentic specification on earth. Location, no authentic specification on earth. Point of benefit, first prophet. In his time, people were on Tawheed, so there was no need for messengership. First prophet. In his time, people were on Tawheed, so there was no need for messengership. Second, Nuh alayhi salam, Nuh. The nation, nations before the flood. Nations before the flood. Benefit, first messenger. The disbelievers in his times were destroyed by the flood, including his own son. First messenger. The disbelievers in his times were destroyed by the flood, including his own son. Third, Hud. Nation, Al-Arab al-Ba'ida, the extinct Arabs. Nation, Al-Arab al-Ba'ida, the extinct Arabs. Location, an ancient nation that lived after Noah in the curved sand hills in the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula. They were intelligent and prosperous, but naughty and disobedient to Allah. When they turned away from the message of Tawheed, Allah destroyed them with violent, destructive, westerly winds, as in the following verses, as for your reference, 759, 65, 46, 21, 69 and 6. Benefit, said to be descendants of Iram, the son of Sam, the son of Noah. Said to be the descendants of Iram, Aram, A-R-A-M, the son of Sam, the son of Noah. Fourth, Salih. Nation, Al-Arab al-Ba'ida. Al-Arab al-Ba'ida. The extinct Arabs. Location, an ancient nation that lived after Noah in the rock track in northwest part of the Arabian Peninsula, a nation, ancient nation that lived after Noah alayhi salam, in the rocky track in northwest part of the Arabian Peninsula. Benefit. As Hud, descendants of Aram, they rejected Tawheed and so were destroyed by a sa'iqa, meaning a destructive, awful cry, torment, hit, a thunderbolt, etc. Refer to the following verses, 1161 to 68, 51 44 41 13 91 11. Fifth, Ibrahim, Abraham, nation of Sabia, an ancient nation who lived in ancient Iraq. In ancient Iraq, they worshipped the planets, sun, moon, stars. Then he immigrated to Palestine in Asham. Benefit. Allah granted him Ishaq and Ismail. He came with his son Ismail alayhi salam to Mecca, and from Ismail's side the greatest of all the prophets and messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was born. See the Quran 674 to 84, see 14:37 to 39, C 2:125 to 132. 6. Lut, nation, peoples of the towns of Sodom in Palestine. These people ascribed partners to Allah and committed sodomy. Benefit. Lut was a student of Ibrahim alayhi salam, alayhi salam. Lut was a student of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He sent him to Sodom's people, inviting them to Tawheed. They rejected the call and they were destroyed by violent storm of stones, Hasib. See the Quran 11:70. 7. Ismail, to the tribes, the nation, to the tribes of Al-Amaliqa and Jurhum, Yemeni tribes, to the tribes, to two Yemeni tribes, Al-Amaliqa and Jurhum, location in the mountains around Mecca, location in the mountains around Mecca. Benefit, he was born before his brother Ishaq alayhim salam received revelation, but we don't know about its name. He was born before his brother Ishaq alayhim salam received revelation, but we don't know about its name. 8. Ishaq, location Palestine. Benefit, the father of Prophet Yaqub, Israel, the father of Prophet Yaqub or Israel received revelation, but we don't know about of its name. We don't know about its name. Then numbers from 9 to 23. Yaqub or Israel and his 12 sons Al-Asbat, and from them is Yusuf alayhim salam. from their descendants came the prophets and messengers of Bani Israel, the offspring of Israel, including Ayyub, Job, Dhul-Kifl, Isaiah, Musa, Harun, Idris, Dawood, Sulaiman, Zakaria, Yahya, Ilyas, Al-Yasa, Yunus, and Isa, alayhi wassalam. I will repeat them. Yaqub, Israel, and his 12 sons, Al-Asbat, and from them is Yusuf. From their descendants came the prophets and messengers of Bani Israel, offspring of Israel, including Ayyub, Job, Dhul-Kifl, Isaiah, Musa, Moses, Harun, Aaron, Idris, Enoch, Dawood, David, Sulaiman, Solomon, Zakaria, Yahya, John, Elias, Al-Yasa, Elisha, Yunus, Jonah, Isa, Jesus, alayhi wassalam. The last prophet sent to Bani Israel was Isa, Jesus, alayhi wassalam. Yunus was sent to Nineveh in northern Iraq. Yunus, Jonah, was sent to Nineveh in northern Iraq. Ayyub, Job, and Dhul-Kifl, Isaiah, were sent to around Damascus, Syria. Idris, Enoch, is wrongly stated by some historians to be before Nuh. Remember this. Idris is wrongly stated by some historians to be from to be before Nuh. 24. Shu'aib, sent to the people of Midian, close to Ma'an area, southwest of Jordan. Shu'aib, sent to the people of Midian, which is close to Ma'an area, southwest of Jordan. Benefit is from the descendants of Midian. He is from the descendants of Midian, son of Ibrahim. From the descendants of Midian, son of Ibrahim, alayhi wassalam. 25th, Yusha bin Nun. Yusha bin Nun. Yusha bin Nun. Reported by Imam Ahmad and authenticated by Ibn Hajar and Al-Albani, rahimahumullah. And the sun was delayed from setting following his invocation, so that he can conclude his jihad on his way to Baytul Maqdis in Jerusalem. Reported by Imam Ahmad and authenticated by Ibn Hajar and Al-Albani, rahimahumullah. The sun was delayed from setting following his invocation, so that he can conclude his jihad on his way to Baytul Maqdis, Al-Quds. The final and last and best messenger, prophet and messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 25th. Sent to mankind and jinns. Sent to mankind and jinns. The message was revealed to him in Mecca. Benefit, the final and last messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah salat and salam be upon all the noble prophets and messengers. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon them all blessings and all reward for their efforts in da'wah to tawheed and for the establishment of the deen of Allah on the earth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us join them in paradise. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This brings the end of the last section on the messengers.